Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Can I say that, Jimmy?
Nine.
That's fan bias.
Paige.
Get naked.
And Fat Boy.
Swore you wouldn't tell anybody.
Rise Guys.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Here's a text, not signed. It says, any man that's a vegan eats some form of meat. I don't understand.
I come from Fat Boy's number.
Right. I didn't recognize the number.
I ain't telling you.
All I know is...
Not with me.
I feel like there's so much more going on here.
There's got to be something other than that, maybe.
Maybe that's just me trying to look into it. I tend to overthink.
Yeah. But I tell you what, if I had somebody nonstop hounding me every day about stop eating meat, I mean, I'd be pretty upset about it.
I would too.
If you lived in the home with them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. If it's somebody you see routinely or whatever, then it's not such a, you know,
yeah,
a big thing.
But if you live with them, it's going to be hard.
Her husband has went full-on vegan, and now he's made it real difficult at the house. Wanting the kids, 12 and 9-year-old, to switch to vegan. She says she doesn't care about having to make an extra meal. It's just how bothersome it is. And she said, and I quote, this is the kind of bullcrap that, well, I'm not quoting, I think she said BS, that people get divorced, you know, because of.
Yeah.
So, Let's bring her back. Gwendolyn.
I like it when you quote me.
What? I knew you didn't say bullcrap.
No, but it was cute.
Oh, thank you. Cute. Not super cute, though.
It was super cute.
Okay. You sure you want to do this? I mean, this is 14 years of marriage. Well, you know I have to do this. 14
yeah,
years
no,
of marriage. We're not offering you anything, no exchange of goods. You've given us the phone number to your husband who's at work, and you've given us the go-ahead on this, okay?
Correct? I just need some backup. Yeah, like, I just need the backup because it's just crazy. I mean, just because he wants to do this, it's like almost like a midlife crisis thing.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I need some backup. Like, don't change all of our lifestyles. We already said you can do what you want, but don't try to change us.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense.
All right.
Right?
We're going to dial the number. When he answers, it'll just be
Sorry. Is that
stress or are you getting excited?
No, I'm scared. No, it'll be fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
It's going to be fine.
Deep breath.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. Fat Boy's going to dial the number. We're not going to say another word when he answers. Some small talk and then get to the point, and then we're going to jump on and let him know that he's on the radio.
I still get nervous when we do this.
I do too, and I don't know why. I think the nervousness is more of just hoping to God they answer.
Yeah,
I think that's the nervousness.
I can't feel my face.
That's cocaine.
Hello?
Hey, babe, what's up?
Wedding. Hey, why did you call her? I didn't say you're in Greenville.
In Greenville? I don't know. I'm at home. I mean, I was logging in to my email last week, and it said I was in Tennessee, so, you know, who knows?
Well, anyways, what's up? How's my
Yeah, man, I'm just letting the kids sleep in so that I can get a little, you know, extra work done. I just wanted to talk to you before I get carried away.
Oh, yeah? Go for it. But better not be stressing because I'm already going to be stuck trying to find something vegan friendly for lunch in Florence that might be impossible.
That's actually what it's about.
Oh, a vegan restaurant in Florence?
No, I don't know anything about a vegan restaurant in Florence, but I wanted to talk to you about, like, the nonstop, like, vegan talk and trying to get everyone else in the family to go along with it.
Again? Really?
Yes, again. It wouldn't be again if you listened to what anybody else had to say, and you're being so stubborn, and it's happening again and again, and it's happening until, you know, you have to get it through your head that we don't want to quit eating meat, the kids and I both. And what, you think your dad is going to stop eating meat in his 60s? Like, literally, the only reason he wakes up in the morning is for, like, eggs and bacon.
Look, my dad may not change his ways, but I want myself and yourself and our kids to be as healthy as possible. Do you want to think I want to outlive my wife and my kids? Become my biggest fear since I got healthy.
That's not, like, eating vegetables does not make you freaking immortal. And, you know, I still think our kids are probably going to outlive you because you're, what, 30 years older than them?
I can't believe this. Look, I know it doesn't make me immortal. Okay? I'm not stupid. If the only one of my family smart enough to want to stick around long as possible, so I would get attacked every time because I want to be healthy.
Oh, come on. That's not true at all, and you know it, and no one cares if you want to be vegan. We just want you to leave us alone, and you're not leaving us any choice.
You can do whatever you want. I don't care about you and the kids. And I'm going to speak up. I will speak up when someone is making a bad food choice, okay?
Okay, your 7-year-old son does not need you to lecture him every time you see him with a hot dog.
My 9-year-old son needs to be eating lips and buttholes.
Oh, your 9-year-old has started calling you a hot dog because he says you are a butthole with lips because you're freaking bothering him all the time about it.
Good morning, Blake. We need to say hello real quick. This is Blake. You there?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is the Rise Guys. We're a radio show in Greenville, and I think that's why the caller ID said Greenville.
She was hoping we're a vegan restaurant in Florence.
Great, a radio show. I'm on a radio show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry that it came to this, but I thought that maybe you could, like, listen to some other people and maybe, like, understand. It's been really hard.
I'm not telling you what to do, and I'm not necessarily giving the backup. We're just giving you the outlet to do it.
Yeah.
She just says that it's been real, like, annoying, and that, you know, everything she just said. I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Blake, this is why people get divorces over crap like this, and so you need to think about what you want, and, like, is it that big of a deal?
It is a big deal. This is ridiculous. So now I can get divorced or lose a heart attack in 15 years?
Oh, my gosh, I weigh 130 pounds. Like, I'm healthy. I have zero health problems. Come on. It's not. It's,
you know what, though? You know, just stop. You know, one day, you're going to realize how valuable it is to have someone on your side who cares about you. But I guess today isn't that day. We're on a radio show.
The Rise Guys. Nationally syndicated.
Say the name.
Yeah, you know, guys, I'm going to work. Somebody's got to put food on the table. All right? Get out of here. Come on.
God, man.
Oh, come on.
You need to get a new cell phone provider.
He's over on the clock.
Of course,
he's vegan restaurants.
In Florence. I don't know that they have cell phone towers there.
He might have been on the road, like that stretch of Interstate 20 between Columbia and Florence, SC.
They got Bucky's.
Gwendolyn.
Is he still there?
No, he
hung up. Is he still there?
He hung up?
Yeah. I couldn't even hear it. I'm sorry. Was I too mean? Was I too much?
No. I think it was...
The phone
connection was bad on his part, so I think that kind of discouraged the communication, but also, man, you mentioned divorce to him, too.
Yeah.
Well, and the whole butthole with lips thing wasn't very nice.
Well, you said the kid said
I popped
that.
For that.
That's funny.
I mean, that came from my kid. It wasn't me, but, like, we laugh about it.
Are you happy in this relationship?
I am, but this is so stressful. Like, I know it's just food and whatever, but, like, it's not just food. It's, like, a lifestyle choice that he decided for us. And, like, all of a sudden, and it just seems so abrupt and so weird and so, like, out of nowhere. And it's, I don't know, man, if this is where it starts, where does it end?
Well, that's true. I mean, well, that's true, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not trying to be your psychiatrist. I totally Listen. Hear something more in your
I'm
voice
about
here.
To stab him with a pork chop bone.
God, don't say that.
I can't stop picturing him like getting like a Karen haircut. Like this is a, it's
what is that Karen haircut?
Well, you know,
my mom has one of those.
You,
I think
you ever have the people come knock on your door early in the morning from certain churches and stuff.
Oh yeah,
imagine living with that. Mm-mm. That's what she has to do right now. I really feel for the position because, I mean, this guy really thinks that he's onto something revolutionary that's going to save your life and save everybody, and he wants everybody to be saved. I mean, it's very similar to, like, when somebody gets, like, first saved as a Christian, really.
That's what I'm saying earlier about the somebody has a change of faith, and they come in and say, okay, now we're doing this, and it causes the same resent.
Yeah.
Man.
Sorry.
No, I like when you do that for some reason.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'd like you to do it dry right now. Get frustrated. Let's hear it go.
No, I can't. I can't with him. I'm really frustrated. I don't think this probably helped as much as I hoped. I bet his ego's a little bruised, but like, I don't know. Might have done a little more harm than good. I'm hoping for the best, you
guys.
Does
he travel a lot for his job?
Not terribly a lot, no.
Okay.
I mean, here and there, nothing crazy. But maybe he's got, like, a hippy-dippy girlfriend somewhere, you know? I don't know.
Jeez.
Boy, you're going to some extremes here today. I've just
Sorry.
Noticed. No, it's you. It's your life. It's fine. I like your enthusiasm.
I like your fart grunts.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to let you go. I can imagine we'll never hear from you again. But should you want to call us?
Harsh.
Who's harsh?
You're letting me go. I'll never talk to you again. Gosh.
Well, I don't think you'll contact us and give us an update. Let us know how things are going. 90% of the people don't.
You got to say it like old Southern people. Let me let you go.
Come go with us.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let us let you go.
We're going to have to let you go.
I'm going to let you let me go.
Okay. I let you. Thank you. I would let you. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Take care of those fart grunts.
Yeah. Matt, you are reading too far into this. My God, she just said this is what could lead to divorce. Well, I mean, anything could. But to say it over and over again, and then he may have a hippy-dippy girlfriend on the side. What does that mean? Hippy-dippy.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text The Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning. I'm Paging with you. And if you want to be the most attractive person in the room, we've got a person who calls herself a holistic life coach. She's going viral on TikTok. And she has some little hints for you. I imagine this is geared towards women.
How did we start considering random people on TikTok experts and stuff? Because they're
haven't been around that long.
They're posting short videos they're not getting paid off of.
And just wanting to teach you everything.
Which is very nice, and we need more of that in the world. But we'll just, anybody on TikTok, we consider them an expert for some reason.
Yeah, but you go in there and look at how do you actually jerk a knot in a tail? Now very scared that my grandma told me she would do that to me at one point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is one of her.
You get it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Her little hints to make it, be the hottest thing in the room. First, you have to have sensual energy.
Okay. It has to do with your chakras.
Well, she defines this as being confident in yourself and, quote, letting your sexual energy flow in your body.
I don't like this lady already.
I like letting it flow out more.
Really?
I'd like to, not like that. I just mean, if you keep it within, you got to, they talk about sending positive vibes and, things like that.
Adam and Eve.
Then, send them out that way, too.
Yeah.
Pheromones.
Yeah. Well, how about this? Smile like you mean it and have warm body language. When you're genuinely having a good time, people are attracted to that.
Yeah, they come to suck your energy off like a leech.
Oh.
I mean, a lot of them do. Not all of them, but you'll attract those, too. You got to be careful who you attract.
But the other thing, though, is they talk about, what is the old phrase? Seeing it from the other side or putting on somebody else. What is the phrase?
What, grass is greener?
Looking at it from somebody else's point of view or whatever.
Hindsight 20/20, shoe on the other foot?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Different perspectives are invaluable.
You only see life through your eyes only. You are playing Doom right now, the video game.
But you can learn to look through other lenses from your own perspective.
But when you do that, you see a side of yourself you have never seen before. Mm-hmm. That's why I really dislike photos taken of me when I'm not aware of it.
No.
Because of the way. No, that and I slouch. I sit like I'm a caveman.
Yeah.
Like I'm dragging my knuckles down the road.
Yeah. It's
awful.
So here's a question. Should you speak faster or slower?
When I give out the phone numbers, I'm told often to slow it down. So,
well,
maybe with that, I don't know.
This holistic life coach says speak slowly. Take lots of pauses when you talk. Rushing through your words makes you seem insecure. Taking your time makes you seem relaxed.
We only got 60 seconds for these commercials. We got to get a lot in.
It's true.
And this is the most bizarre thing that she has. Walk around with wet hair.
That's why wrestlers do it. All of them.
She claims that we tend to think people are hotter when their hair is wet.
We ain't that dumb.
I'm going by Boom Boom today and get some soul glow.
You should.
I come in here with wet hair and it's not very sexy at all.
I'm going to see Randy Watson with two T's.
It all makes sense now. What is that a conduit to? The ether? Are we pulling positivity into our heads?
I think it's the overall look that you have, be sensual, sexy, smile.
Okay, now as
have
a woman.
Have confidence.
Paige, the guy comes picks you up for a date.
Uh-huh.
His hair's wringing wet. And you're like, okay, maybe he's running late. He took a shower. But then 2 hours into the date, his hair's still wet. What's the female vibe on that? Like, it's obviously product in his hair, and maybe a little too much if you still see it.
Or maybe he keeps going to the bathroom and re-wetting it.
Yeah.
That'd be
he's
weird.
He's got a sweating problem. He's got a glandular problem.
But it's not a warm, inviting feeling, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Now, do women still prefer a man who doesn't primp and prepare more than they do? Or has that changed, too?
I mean, I like a little primp and preparing and manscaping and that kind of thing.
Primping ain't easy. And the other thing is manscaping. There again, it depends on... Some people have certain, I'm talking about guys.
Yeah.
Some guys are like, okay, I'm gonna manscape that area. Some are like, let it go. Others are like, I'm gonna go all the way with it.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. I like a shorter groomed beard than a real long one down to your knees. That's just me.
Now, the fact that not like hardly anybody in the world has a beard down to their knees, I mean,
well,
like
I am
beards.
When I'm setting and not realizing I'm
being photographed. Yeah, yeah. Now, so, you're cool with ZZ Top beards, Paige? Because those aren't
on them, yeah.
Okay. But you'd blank them?
No.
With the ones that are still living?
No.
What about Frank Beard, who doesn't have a beard?
No. I don't know who that is. So, this lady also advises you to use your hands when you talk, it makes you seem confident and more engaging.
Frank Beard's probably the best-looking member of ZZ Top, too.
Yeah, especially because the other one now has to wear crocheted do-rags.
Yeah. Actually, I couldn't tell you what the other ones look like. Never seen their faces. Sunglasses and beards, man.
I mean, they're nice and everything, but just not
They're badass, too.
Yeah, they are. It's not what I dream of. Naked. Nothing personal, you know?
Fat Boy's more of a ZZ Bottom sort.
He is.
Kind of guy.
Well, Hulu... Breaking some records. They had their biggest movie or TV series premiere ever when they released Prey, the action thriller prequel to Predator. It was also on Disney Plus.
Jackie said it was excellent.
It was really good, man. I mean, it's the best Predator movie since Predator, probably. It's up there with Predators. It's up there with, I mean, it was good. It was real good.
If I didn't see the last Predator, is it okay to see the prequel before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that other movie you talked about Friday, I watched that.
Remember, I didn't say it was good now.
No, you just did it in new releases. Yeah. They slash them.
Yeah, on Peacock.
It had the makings of being really good, and then they broke out into song and dance.
The pink song and dance number was odd.
And I didn't know that song had cussing in it.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. I've only heard it on the radio when I'm taking a dump here.
Yeah, I mean, Pink will whoop your ass, too. She's badass.
Oh, yeah. She'll whip your ass at a circus upside down.
Cuss you out while she's doing it.
She was a Walenda by birth.
So, Prey had more viewing time total over the 3 days, bigger than the Kardashians, which Hulu premiered in April.
My name's Pink Walenda.
Was their biggest TV series premiere at that time. Yeah. So Disney said Prey also was the most watched film premiere on Star Plus in Latin America and on Disney Plus.
Huh.
That's pretty good.
Not that you have this in front of you, but what's the thing that Mike Tyson's going off on Twitter about with Hulu. Like they basically took his life story and made a drama based on it, but don't credit it to him.
Wait, what?
Mike Tyson was on Twitter yesterday. I'm going to paraphrase.
Oh, anyway, yeah, yeah.
He was calling them slave masters and saying they stole his life story and didn't give him a dime for it.
Huh.
They basically ripped off his real life and something or another.
I saw this.
Yeah.
It's a new FX show.
FX, okay.
And the guy doing it doesn't really sound like him. This is like a bad impersonation.
Oh.
Kind of doesn't really look like him either.
Oh.
He's walking around with the tiger. It looks kind of
Who is it? Kenan Thompson playing him?
I wish it was. I would still suck if he were in it.
Yeah, well, he's...
It'd be funny, at least.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some information on Lorne Michaels or somebody there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something. I'll just go do your high-pitched voice in a couple bits. And you'll be good.
Be a game show host and a bunch of sketches. Or...
That's a great idea.
Huh.
Yeah, well, Prey was good. If you have access to Hulu, you should watch it. You probably enjoy it if you like action movies with a lot of violence.
That's the new way to word it, if you have access to Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was like, if you got Hulu,
Hulu.
I do. I am well read, sort of.
Text in right now, 72341, TLCMotors.com, text line. How many services do you share passwords on? Just text that in. Four. You want to name them? Fine. Just curious. Because if they catch me, I'm going to take you all down with me.
Right. Sorry.
You're right, though. It was Hulu. I saw it on FX.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
Watch an old man.
I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to say, hey, famous people born on the 10th of August, happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Yeah.
Right after.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This. Good morning.
Rise, guys. Break it down.
Live from CallRob.com studios here in a kind of a gloomy Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on August 10th, happy birthday.
Or...
Suck it.
Yeah. Now, I'm enjoying this cloudy day. It's the first cloudy day we had in months. Except when afternoon thunderstorms happen.
That's the thing, man. They pop up out of nowhere, and it's tough to plan your outdoor day.
Yeah. Nature's going to be nature, man.
Woo!
Yeah, you're right. Let's see. I'm looking up something.
I can tell it's not a big day of birthdays, because I was just remembering that normally it's a... Before we go on the air, you're like, oh, big day for birthdays. Or, oh, you're going to love this birthday today, Matt Mann. Or, fat boy, you're going to hate today's birthdays because this person sucks. You hate them.
There's three you'll enjoy. Okay. I think we will all enjoy three of these.
We've had a very busy off-the-air show today.
Oh, yeah. We're going to begin with a lovely young lady who was at one time a fake billionaire. She's still worth about $600 million.
Oh.
She was definitely a fake billionaire.
Linda McMahon?
No, Kylie Jenner.
Kylie.
Oh, with her company.
Vince ain't got $1 billion. He spent $20 million already having sex.
Goodness.
It wasn't out of his money, though.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be.
Yeah. Paige, I'm going to go on you. I feel you should know this.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I have no earthly idea. 31.
That's Fat Boy's wheelhouse.
What?
Jenner's.
Oh, yeah. This is the thing.
I thought you meant going on people.
Both.
We work it out. 28.
26.
25.
Oh. See, what do I know?
She got a big ass.
Is it, yeah, but
I've never watched their show.
I really want to find out what happens to butt implants after death.
Like, Kendall's real thin. She don't have a lot of big features.
But where is it? What happens? Is it? It's not made out of silicone.
Yeah, but it stays. They can, I mean, they've identified bodies because of implants before.
Yeah, serial numbers.
Yeah.
On the butt ones, too?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Damn.
Yeah, I figure if they got them on the breast implants, they got them on the butt implants, too. Probably the calf implants.
You don't want them to be able to, like,
I want to be a grave robber of famous people so I can find out if they had implants or not.
Yeah, you can usually tell, right?
Yeah.
You got a clue. You got an idea.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Kylie.
How about Angie Harmon, former Jason Sehorn wife?
Oh, yeah.
Actress. Now way more famous than he ever was. No, he was good. He was good.
She was only her aisles.
I have no idea. I've seen a billion promos for that show, but I never turned it on one time for 1 second.
She's Franklin or Bash.
She was Cagney.
That was Zach Morris, Franklin Bash.
I think she's staying in Charlotte.
Well, hey, Angie, you can hear us.
Oh, well, then I will not say what I was going to say about that.
Oh, what? You going to be rude to Angie Harmon?
I wasn't going to be rude to her.
No.
You can say she's a glutton for it. She'll like it.
No, she's not. Wow, so this must be an older day of birthdays, just because I don't think she's very. 58?
50?
57.
Angie Harmon is 50 today.
Oh, I got one.
You messed me up, Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have taken that roofie again.
That boy got it. That's right. A joke.
This next guy was, for 2 years, married to Jennifer Aniston.
Good job, Fat Boy.
Jennifer Aniston? Not married to Jennifer Aniston. This guy was.
Wow.
He's an actor. You've seen him in Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion, Mulholland Drive, movies like Zoolander, a bunch of stuff. He's really been in everything for 20 years. Iron Man movies and stuff. Talk about Justin Theroux.
I forgot about that.
Is he from New Orleans?
I'll tell you in a sec.
He was in the
Washington, D.C.
Wanderlust.
Yeah. He's in a lot of stuff.
That is, man, that's still a golden movie, man.
Really good.
The last one was 50. 52.
53?
51. He is 51 today. All right.
Jug.
Hi, guys.
I got to look this next guy up so I'm correct about stuff I'm fuzzy about in the early 90s.
Jug's a friend that I sometimes don't like because I text him yesterday. I say, hey, man, you want to go out and go back to the driving range this week? He's like, man, I'd love to. I'm on a cruise.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Dang, lucky you.
All right. This next guy was a boxer who went 43-1 in his career. His only loss came to Evander Holyfield in 1993. Probably because he never fought Tyson. Talk about Riddick Bowe.
Big Daddy.
He did beat Andrew Gullotta twice.
God.
Everybody did.
I thought he was dead.
Who, Andrew Gullotta?
No, Big Daddy Riddick Bowe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking of Ron Dane.
Ron Dane ain't dead, is he?
Okay.
Is Ron Dane dead?
Well, that's good news then.
I don't think so.
I don't think he is.
Well, I'm happy now.
You might be when he hears it.
Bruno Whitaker dead. He got shot.
Sweet Pea?
Yeah, back in 2019. I remember that.
Fat Boy, you go first, please.
60.
62. 61.
Riddick Bowe is 55 today.
Oh, boy.
This next dude is a badass. You could call him a desperado. You could call him Puss in Boots. I call him Antonio Banderas.
The new one's coming out this fall.
What, Desperado?
New Puss in Boots.
Oh.
That's what it's called, New Puss in Boots?
I think so.
Yeah. They should do another Desperado because it'd be way better than Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Did you guys see Puss yet? It's great.
He was good in Uncharted.
He's a funny guy.
I like him.
I didn't know he got divorced from Melanie Griffith.
Oh, I didn't either. Yeah. You know, he left his first wife for her, right?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to hang out?
Hmm.
Become my wife.
64.
62.
63.
He is, in fact, 62. Fat Boy's on fire.
I got it. Diablo Gato.
We have two more.
I thought somebody was barbecuing.
It smells like him.
I bet you'd smell good on fire. For real. I don't think we would.
Some cheese on him.
But I'm saying, like, you're meaty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a compliment.
You meant compliment. That in a hateful type.
No, I mean,
Does anybody in the room happen to know a famous actress from a famous family of actors and actresses who inspired Rosanna by Toto and In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. All she inspired right. both songs.
Roseanne Arquette.
Yeah, damn right. You got a ding on that. It's her birthday.
Man, I saw her in a movie where she was married to a sex addict.
What was that movie?
I think it was called I'm Married to a Sex Addict.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Wasn't that with Mike Myers?
This guy banged a lot of women.
If he was in it, I didn't see it.
No, that was Axe Murderer.
Heed!
So I'm married to Roger Federer?
Oh, boy.
Or Axe Murderer. Now, let's get serious, though. And remind me who we're guessing.
Roseanne Arquette.
Yeah, 68.
65. 63. She is 63. Ah. Matt, man, you got to get this next one, man.
Oh, boy.
Get you one. Get on the board.
You got one more chance, Matt, man. Don't let Uncle Fred down, Matt, man.
Fred Phelps is dead.
I'm talking about Fred Ottman. I'm talking about them Shockmaster. Talking about Tugboat. Talking about Typhoon. Everybody says he's a super nice guy. Who was it? Ole Anderson pretty much sabotaged him as a Shockmaster with the helmet and that board at the bottom. Yeah.
They didn't just tell him.
Blanked him over, man. They screwed. He's a nice, big, nice guy. They screwed him over hard.
Ole was terrible.
For those of you who don't know, just go to YouTube and put in Shockmaster.
You've never seen it. You gotta. If you hate wrestling, you'll love it.
It was a live. I mean, it really started what botches are today in wrestling. Yeah. Man, I have no clue. 70? Wait a minute. The last one was how old? 63?
63.
65.
Uh-huh.
66.
68.
He's 65 today.
Ah!
And that's all we got for birthdays.
Wrestling Matt never died.
Never should have booked the territory, Ollie.
Yeah, man. Boy, not even a mention of him over the last couple of weeks of all the Ric Flair talk.
Oh, no, man. That's because he don't like nobody. I don't think anybody likes him.
He was okay when we met him.
I wouldn't say he was pleasant. He just wasn't mean. Like, we expected him to be a jerk to us.
I thought he was going to, like, pick up a chair or, like, a screwdriver and poke it in our foreheads.
Yeah.
None of that. It's very sweet. Thank you to everybody that called on Facebook and Snapchatted and tweeted and all that stuff. We do appreciate you.
All of it.
Tomorrow, an all-new Facebook fuss, and I can't wait.
Mm-mm. Can't either.
I really do enjoy doing it. I really, really
do. It's a great time, man.
Yeah. I enjoyed changing the names.
Yeah.
If I know that it's my week to have to do that, I'll leave notes in my phone. Like, oh, that'd be a funny, like last week, Slow Ann. Oh, that was a great one.
Yeah.
That wasn't the best one. Shoogie Doots.
Shoogie Doots. Was good. That was fun too. Yeah. Plus, we get the go ahead with the person.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That'll go down at 8:00.
Uh-huh. It will. It's. I say, man, this dude wants to talk to us because, all right, his wife has a friend who just started dating a guy, and they all hang out, and this dude ain't washing his damn hands when they go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Now, he don't know how to handle this without causing a stink.
What if we know him?
God, I was about to say the same thing. I was like, God, could you imagine if you hear we go to call the person, and then we hear the phone ring out in the hallway?
Yeah.
God dang it. All right. Well, good. And then I can passively aggressively speak about something to somebody else about their situation.
More than we just did just then.
It's going to be awesome. Get today's podcast. You can text podcast to 72341. You can get us on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Spotify, and most places that podcasts are available. Until then, thank you for listening. Have you a blessed day. Wash your hands. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text The Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.